I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. What I'm going to talk about today is going to seem a little bit off-topic, but I'm going to bring it back around, and it's important. What we found out during the last few days is what many of us suspected, and we've kind of hinted around about it at the show, but what we now know is that people are being tortured in our camps. They're dying. They're suffering. And it's actually worse than I could have even imagined, especially for the children. But it's not just limited to children. Adults are also being abused. This past week, Democratic congressional representatives have been going into the camps, reporting on what they're seeing. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been really stunning in the way she's been dealing with it. She forced her way in. They didn't want to let her go in. She wouldn't take no for an answer. And what she saw once she forced her way in was appalling. They knew she was coming, but what she wound up seeing was not what they wanted her to see. And there was a storm of controversy because she referred to them as concentration camps. And even before I knew all the horrific details of what's going on in our name to people who have come to this country to find a better life and to escape the misery and imminent threats of danger for them from their home countries, exacerbated in part by America's discontinuing aid to those countries, so they come here to find things even worse for them. And I'm not going to go through all the atrocities that's readily available in the news. But before we knew about that, it was kind of my understanding that technically these were concentration camps. So I was extremely surprised when the U.S. Holocaust Museum rebuked her, and they said that they unequivocally reject efforts to create analogies between the Holocaust and other events, whether historical or contemporary. Shouldn't we speak out when something is not even close but heading in that direction? Are they trying to claim that it's a one-time event that'll never happen again, and we should never do anything to keep it from happening again because you can't compare anything to it? It was bizarre. But I was missing a critical piece of information. The chairman of the Holocaust Museum was appointed by Trump, and he's a close friend and business associate. It is amazing how Trump manages to corrupt everything. Well, I'm not an expert on these matters, but there are scholars who are, and 400 of them signed a letter calling on the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum to rescind its statement rejecting comparisons between the Trump administration's treatment of migrants and that of Jews and other marginalized people by the German Nazi Party in the 1940s. The scholar said that by claiming that it is disrespectful to the millions who were killed by Adolf Hitler's Third Reich to make this kind of comparison, in the letter the scholar said that the museum is undermining its very mission of remembering the Holocaust. In the letter, it says, the very core of Holocaust education is to alert the public to dangerous developments that facilitate human rights violations and pain and suffering. Pointing to similarities across time and space is essential for this task. And when they reject the term concentration camps, the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum is taking a radical position that is far removed from mainstream scholarship on the Holocaust and genocide. And it makes learning from the past almost impossible. We know the old saying, those who fail to learn from the past are doomed to repeat it. And we are repeating it. These are concentration camps. And these are places where people are made to suffer intentionally by people who seem to be very gleeful at the prospect. And they've admitted it. Well, of course, they say one thing and then another. But it has been admitted that, yeah, you got to make people suffer so they'll learn the lesson not to come here. They should stay home where they belong. And Trump, the president with the least humanity of any president in our history, said, this is just, I think, yesterday, if illegal immigrants are unhappy with the conditions in the quickly built or refitted detention centers, just tell them not to come. All problems solved. And I guess if they're unhappy with the conditions where they might die in their home countries or be subjected to abuse or torture, well, they should have just not been born. Problem solved. We are committing atrocities right now, your government, in our name. And that's just what we know about. And many suspect that what we don't know about is far worse because they're engaging in significant efforts to cover up what they're doing. We still have tons of children. We don't know what happened to them. We have people, we don't know where they are. They don't really seem to do much record keeping in CBP. Now, I'm not an expert on these matters, but the way they're treating what are essentially prisoners, even though they're here seeking asylum, I'm pretty sure if you treated prisoners of war that way, it would be a war crime. And the president has made it very, very clear that he is at war with these people. Men, women, and children looking for a better life. And his goal is to make it worse. Now, this is a show about sex and sexual topics, and we believe that women's rights are an integral part of the discussion. And what is truly shocking is how they have managed to sexualize their oppression. Women in essentially cages have been called bitches. And then there's the Border Patrol secret Facebook page, where they have pictures of, well, cartoons, not actual pictures, of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being raped, and where they make fun of the deaths and the misery of the people they're supposed to be responsible for. No, these are not Nazi atrocities. These are American atrocities. And they are atrocities. And some people may think, gee, well, you know, they're not Americans. They deserve what they get. But when people become this callous, this willing to cause other people harm, it doesn't stop with people who are not Americans. They will target Americans. If we don't put a stop to it, then we will see some pretty horrible things happening to American citizens, and we already are. One of the ways that's being done is in the quest to end abortion, which is really a way to control women and to do horrible things to women. And I'm going to give you an example. It happened in Alabama, but they didn't succeed because so many people rose up in disgust and horror that they were forced to back down this time. But next time, they might not. Alabama is one of 38 states with fetal homicide laws. These are dangerous laws that can be used very randomly in very destructive ways against women. Now, theoretically, they're supposed to be used to prosecute an additional crime to someone who injures a woman and causes her to lose their baby. Now, they're not technically supposed to target a woman who has a miscarriage, but certainly that has been applied in other countries, and there are people who would want to apply that here. That is the end result. If abortions are illegal and a woman loses her child, you're going to have to investigate that to make sure she didn't do something to cause it. It's the logical outcome. You can't enforce a law unless you investigate to find out if these women are committing crimes. But what Alabama did is so much more horrifying than that. According to the police, Marche Jones, who's 27 years old and who was pregnant, instigated a fight. Now, we don't really know what happened. The police actually only spent a few minutes talking to her before she was arrested. But their claim is that she instigated some kind of fight, and I don't know the exact details of what went down. But at some point, the woman she was fighting with pulled out a gun and shot her. And Ms. Jones lost her baby. And it was Ms. Jones who was arrested, not the woman who shot her. I know you're thinking, wait, what now? Well, their legal reasoning was that because she started the fight, that inevitably led to her being shot, although I'm not sure that's so inevitable, and therefore she is guilty of killing her own child. And yes, Alabama is one of the most insane states in our country. It's got fine people in it, but it's got a huge concentration of just serious crazies. Well, there's great people in Huntsville. The details are pretty slim. I don't see anything that says that she was armed. And they do have a stand your ground law, which I'm assuming what was applied here, which is unusual because, if you remember last year, a woman used stand your ground as an excuse in Alabama when her husband tried to kill her. They arrested her and put her in jail. They had already dropped the charges against the woman who shot her because they said it was self-defense, and now charges against Ms. Jones have been dropped after legal scholars came in and explained, no, the law does not allow you to prosecute it in this way. But here's the point. There's a callousness to doing something like this. And of course, it was against a black woman. But where does it stop? Well, we know how it begins. In The Handmaid's Tale, it happens literally overnight. But in reality, things take time. They develop slowly. Our rights disappear. But this is the kind of nightmarish world that quite a number of people have in mind for women.